Philadelphia could make a difference in Pennsylvania too.
There's some bitterness from the OP there, because it's in every first part of my career, it was one American, and ours is a long, long trip. Right.
You might put it the other way, which is the president has given, been given a great deal of support by Rizzo, and Dan Little by a long shot.
By a long shot, say.
He's opposed you at times, hasn't he?
Oh.
Wasn't he a big Rockefeller leader in trying to
rock
and have a really hand on it, rather than.
Yeah, that's supposed to be, and I think he turned out very well on this issue.
No.
The way it was blowing, I told him, I'm not going to rock it up the hair, but I think there's.
He could do a little work on that hair.
Very good, but I think that's an awfully, fine picture.
Only problem with the hair is a little bit on Trish and Julie and David, and they fix that one.
They can do David easy.
They fix Julie too, they can touch out that hair.
I don't think Trish is all that.
Well, there's a little bit there that they probably want to take out. Although that's a, the hairstyles now have some blue Sarah Klein. Supposed to be that way.
I hope it, we'll just approve this damn thing, I mean, I'm not having it done.
Monday, said today, you talked to Gardner Cook last night. Wanted.
You can see that this gets over and, not sent by one expression, somebody by that, just have somebody carry it over. Be sure that Trisha and, Julie. Give the judgment, I put my note in. Process the effect, I think, on Trish. There he gone.
Gardner said to tell you how pleased he was that you were going for this thing, that he was not at all concerned about your making any commitment, that there was no need to, it was the fact of an appearance that was.
Fact.
Great importance.
Knows we can't do much, doesn't he?
He knows, but he knows this shows the personal interest in things, and that's more important than the commitment right now, because I know you can't do that. And Colson had a little input there from Gardner Crowell, just as the good way back down.
Better attitude this year, and I'll send the teams off the rest.
Still not enough. John sits in our staff meeting.
Yeah, so what, very good, I was saying, the property tax.
He said.
How?
No, well, no, he didn't say, he didn't, his point was politically, what is our position? On the property tax and on tax reform generally, that's the hot issue in Wisconsin, where are we? And our problem is, we don't really have an answer, we're.
And because we don't have anything to.
We need some work on it, Burlington's position, general position, philosophic position, that needs to be hardened though. And everybody basically agrees with this, we've gotta turn the focus to property tax, which is our issue, and go with that. We've gotta attack the other guys on the tax, on the loophole business, which is the other one with some sex appeal, because we can't out loophole close them. But we can hit them on the fact that they're the ones that voted for the loopholes, that they're the ones that put them in. And that all this talk of closing the loopholes is a bunch of election year bullshit.
Fair enough.
We'll move on, but it's. file a return next year, they will find that they've overpaid their tax by a lot. No, they won't get it till April of next year. So this year, we underwithheld, so this year, we've just come out here, this year in April, right now, when they're filing their taxes, they're gonna find they owe tax because they didn't withhold enough. So we've done everything as long as we could from the timing viewpoint. Taking the money away this year, then we're taking more of it away the rest of this year in order to give it back next year. So depressing the economy.
Do you think it's psychological?
Right? It's pretty diabolical, but I worry about it. If it was, maybe we gotta find the guy, because he's a hell of a lot smarter than anybody we've got. Start using.
Well, let's start. Who can follow up on this?
We're pushing on it. It's one that's just gonna take a lot of pressure. And you gotta dramatize it. Nobody believes you. All our guys said, it's all taken care of. And the only way you can sell them is to get them to look at that damn W-4 and say, you fill it out for yourself now, decide how much you want, how you want your check to handle. They don't know. These are intelligent guys. George Phelps was telling me, one of the tax guys, one of his tax experts, got one to handle his own, and he couldn't figure it out. He couldn't figure out what to do himself.
Oh, they just got the employer's got to make the do it for them.
Returns, there are a couple of things they just 100%. It's capital loss carryover. They've gotten it so tangled up now because they've changed the method on which it carried over. They put up.
What can we do about
it? It looks like a joke.
Yeah. But on the property tax, Bob, the problem is we did grab the issue early. The difficulty is with the way it is, however, that we hold off.
John does, and yet he just can't, he can't.
August. Oh, yeah, that time correct, that'd be August. And we'll get some, see, here again, I know Ehrlichman, particularly Harper, feels so strongly, and I go there, well, that there are only 2% of the Catholics that care about private schools. All right, let's suppose this, I mean, let's suppose who that 2% is. It's this audience. Catholics have enormous influence by their priests and by their teachers. A lot more than Protestants are. Who the hell pays attention to Protestant ministers out here looking at the bottom of my house?
This is worth doing. If you do nothing but get Cardinal Cook and Cardinal Kroll standing there saying President Nixon is a hell of a good man.
That's right. And Kroll's going to say that.
He's got the guts to stand up for us. He's got the guts to come to our meeting. Hubert Humphrey asked to address this meeting.
I heard that
today, and they turned it down.
Well, you can't do. One of the advantages of the incumbency. Well, coming back to Wisconsin now. Though I still believe that from our side, it was a script that we could have written ourselves.
Yeah.
The boys all realize that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, they're all, the whole, Nelson's the winner in Wisconsin, was Nelson.
Oh, but, finally did make some statement.
It's the Kennedy thing, and
they're going to continue to,
the others are going to continue to. It's starting to. That's one, I think it's one that's going to take a couple of weeks to build up. It isn't one that you get out of the immediate reaction to the thing. Kennedy coming out and kicking you around on Vietnam, I think helps that posture.
He should be slammed on that, though. I don't know whether there's anybody that's thought of slamming him. Do my mark.
Did you see that hit? Did the fetus one in?
Yes. Yeah, that's why I said I was glad to see that Tad did it. But Kennedy should be knocked the living for Jesus out after all his people got us in. And maybe would you put somebody on that? I have it marked in
still. That's a good start automatically, but it's still going to be a kick one.
I would see. Which is why Bob was terribly, the idea that the peace talks had anything to do with it. That's a word of Christ.
Yeah.
In the office, which is also a mistake.
Yeah. Because you
Yep.
And sure.
That's what we have to live with.
You can't run out and say, you know, it's gonna.
But we don't know. The weather's starting to break us today, it's a shock zone. It is not safe in the storm, actually.
It's not, it is.
Boy, they might even get up in the news. It's late, didn't it, correct? Well, Henry called me at 8 o'clock last night, he got the news.
But they